So we welcome you to on this Stop Worrying About What People Will Say. But Who Does God Say You Are Wednesday? We welcome you to the Master's Call. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you for allowing us to wake up into a new day. And we thank you that we know who we are in you, oh God. We will stop worrying about what people say, but we will realize what you say. And you said that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. You said that we are your sons and your daughters, God. You say that we have power and that we have possibility, that we can do all things through you because it is you who gives us strength. So we thank you, God, for this new day that we will rejoice and be glad in. We thank you for this, the Master's Call. And we thank you for this divine and appointed hour that we're able to come and gather together here on this telecommunication sanctuary where our lives will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day. We thank you for our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. God, I thank you for their guests. I thank you for the mission and the mandate that you gave to them, oh God. And I thank you that they were obedient to your call, Father. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will continue to keep them and bless them and continue to do great and new things in their lives. And I thank you right now that this line will go forth free, clear, uncontaminated, unhindered in the name of Jesus, and that our ears will be open to hear what thus says the Lord, as the messenger will come this morning. I pray right now that you would increase in them as they decrease, that your word will go forth mightily in the name of Jesus, oh God. So we bless you today. We praise you today. We thank you that we belong to you, God. And we give your name the glory, the honor, and praise. And these things I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray right now. Amen, amen, and amen. Wow, what a powerful morning this has been thus far here on the Master's Call. I'm going to go ahead and turn this call over to our hostess with the mostest. Are you out there this morning?
I am, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, Minister Kai. Take it away.
Good morning, Master's Call family. First, let me say thank you to Minister Tiffany for seating and greeting the people, for being ready in season and out of season. And again, I say good morning and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the fabulous city of Norcross, Georgia. I want to thank everyone for joining us here in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdom's greetings. This call is all about the Master, and as a family, we gather early in the morning faithfully to give God the praise, glory, honor, and reverence that is due him as we begin each and every day. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th by two amazing women of God, the super fantastic Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. Now, we know that when God gives a mission, he also gives a mandate. So when he gave that mandate, the mission statement for this call became to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because God is a God of order, we know that this call was founded on Scripture. And that scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. So here on the Master's Call, we start this call with prayer, we end the call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. This call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Friday. Rain, snow, sleet, hail, holiday, we are here. And if you want to listen to the current day's message, you can do so by calling 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-POUND. All of the messages have been archived and recorded from the inception of the call and can be played back by visiting our interactive website, and that website is themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. And here you'll find bios of our speakers, our prayer objectives, and just all the things that are going on the Master's Call. Now, if you're feeling led to join our team, or if you have a word from the Lord stored up in your belly, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or Minister Brenda, our prayer general, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the MMC call hosted by none other than Platinum President, Godmother of Artists, Dorothy Cook, and a host of other dynamic leaders throughout Artists International. They keep us informed, energized, and moving to enhance the lives of others. That number is 530-881-1300, access code 539-598#. Well, it is definitely time for me to get out of the way for God's chosen mouthpiece with the message for this morning. And we know that this man is going to come and bless our socks off. Today's speaker is none other than Pastor Charles Chuck Brown II. He has a ministry for the masses. For the past 12 years, he has been delivering a message of faith, healing, and encouragement across the nation. His unique teaching style and dynamic delivery has blessed thousands. He is known for bringing clarity to the Word of God. Although his sermons are highly acclaimed, they are very effective and applicable to the listener. He does not speak over the heads of his audience, but rather utilizes modern-day parables to reach them where they are. In 2004, Pastor Chuck started Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center with 16 members. God continues to bless this church with over 200 members in attendance each Sunday. Pastor Chuck has an affinity for excellence. If it's not done with class, he does not want himself nor his church associated with it. In a day and age where pastors have bodyguards and have distanced themselves from the sheep, he remains touchable and approachable. He cares deeply for every member of Kingdom Builders and the TMC call. He is a master administrator, visionary, and organizer. Pastors and organizations across the country have tapped him to assist them via leadership conferences, leadership materials, and counsel. While attending Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia, he met his soulmate, Marcia M. Brown, a graduate of Spelman College. Marcia is an anointed speaker, teacher, and worship leader. She is the epitome of a helpmeet, as she helps meet the needs of the pastor and the ministry. The Lord has blessed them with 15 years of marriage and two wonderful children, Charles III and Christina Eve. In 2010, Pastor Chuck released a highly acclaimed book, The Death of a Desperate Woman. The book has taken the nation by storm and has reached 9 other countries. The strength of this life-changing book was witnessed at the Essence Festival, where Pastor Chuck achieved the milestone of best-selling author, Essence 2010. A revised edition of this book was released in April of 2014. Pastor Chuck is also a highly sought-after musician, producer, songwriter, and recording artist. He has sung on the stage with some of the premier gospel artists of the day. Presently, Pastor Chuck is gearing up to release Kingdom Builders' debut album, We Are Kingdom Builders. He is the founder of Infinite Vision, Inc., a company committed to spreading the word of God via CD, DVD, and books. He is also the president and CEO of Eagle Vision Entertainment, a production and promotional company. I will now get out of your way and present to some and introduce to other this man who is probably about to step on your toes as he helps you grow in the grace of God. None other than Pastor Chuck Brown. Pastor Chuck, are you there?
I am here, Minister. Bless you so much, sweetheart. Praise God for you, Minister Tiffany, and our founders, Dr. PK, Pastor Vanessa. We appreciate what God is doing through you all, and we appreciate how God is blessing you and causing you to spread the gospel through this wonderful and unique medium. Let's get right into what the Lord has for us. Job chapter 42. Job 42, verses 10, and I'm going to go to the first part of verse 12. 10, as I used to say it when I was growing up in Kojic Sunday schools, verse 10 through 12a. I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. When Job prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes. In fact, the Lord gave him twice as much as before. Then all his brothers, sisters, and former friends came and feasted with him in his home, and they consoled him and comforted him because of all the trials the Lord had brought against him. And each of them brought him a gift of money and a golden ring. So the Lord blessed Job in the second half of his life even more than in the beginning. Been in this series, and still here. The title, My Faith is Leading Me to His Favor. And I've defined favor as being given preferential treatment by God that gives you an advantage in life. Being given preferential treatment by God that gives you an advantage in life. Allow me to summarize today's message with these words. Everything that the devil has either stolen from you, destroyed in your life, or has been a constant thorn in your flesh, don't sweat it, because God has favored you for sudden change. It don't take God all day to change your life. You are favored to experience change suddenly, and that's what I want to minister this morning, favored for sudden change. I know everybody can't rejoice right now because everybody doesn't have the same problems that I have. Everybody doesn't, and they're dealing with the type of burdens that you're carrying around. But to those of you who are happy just to make it to this point of this year, I want to declare to you this day that your turnaround is about to happen, and it's going to happen suddenly. I want to share some principles this morning that's going to keep your life in proper perspective, because I want people to remember the main point of these messages. The main point isn't favor. It's actually having faith in God. Faith is the capacity to trust God's character, trust his intention and ability over what has been presented to you. That means that no matter what the enemy shows you, you have to believe and trust God. Now, of course, this is easier said than done, but it can be done. You choose who you trust in time of trouble. You choose who you turn to when things get hairy. You choose to believe or disbelieve. What I'm trying to relate to you is that the favor of God is only released to those who trust God. If you don't walk by faith, but you continue to walk by sight, then you cannot expect to experience God's favor. If you quit every time you get in trouble, then don't expect God's favor. The just live by faith. Without faith, you can't please God. So just walk by faith. And I want to get right into where we are today without any other preliminaries. The first thing I want you to hear me say is this. Only those who make God number one in their lives are favored for sudden change. Only those who make God number one in their lives are favored for sudden change. How many of you would say that God is number one in your life? Before you answer that, let me qualify what I mean. Having God number one in your life means before you make decisions, you consult him. Before you make a move, you consult him. Before you even respond and react, you consult him. Having God first in your life means that on your list of priorities, he's first. First. You don't make excuses for your lifestyle because God is first. Matthew 6:33, we all know it, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Did you hear? When we look at this man Job, scripture says certain things about his lifestyle. It says that he's blameless. It said that he had complete integrity, that he feared God, and that he stayed away from evil. He was blameless. To be blameless means to be irreproachable, without fault. Job qualified for sudden favor because he tried his level best to be a man of God and to live a blameless life. Now, I'll be honest, how many of us are even trying to live a blameless life? when I say you're trying your best, I mean that you're putting in 100% to live the right way. I'm not talking about those who are hitting and missing. I'm not talking about those who try to justify their sin. Job was blameless. And Scripture tells us how this is possible because the enemy, and especially in this day and age, will cause you to say, okay, well, everybody's doing it. Everybody's living this way. Well, Jude 1, verse 24 through 25 tells us, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen. By myself, I can't live blameless, but with the power of the Holy Ghost, he helps me to live a holy life. The truth of the matter is, you will not be blessed by God if you're not living right. If you work hard enough, you can get almost anything you want on earth. You can make $1 million in the next month if you work hard enough for it. But if I want what God has for me, I have to live right and do the right thing. Not only was Job blameless, he had integrity. Integrity, get this, integrity is doing what you say you're going to do. Integrity is being privately who you claim to be publicly. Integrity is maintaining your values at any cost. God could depend on Job. He wasn't just blameless. He wasn't just full of integrity. But Job feared God. I really fear that we've lost the fear of God in our lives. Fear means reverence. Look, let's be honest. We just say what we want. People are, I'm talking about Christians right now, those who are part of the body of Christ. We do what we want. We live how we want, and we dare God, the pastor, or anybody else to question us about it. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. So my life begins with my reverence to God. On top of all of these great qualities, Job did something else. Oh, man, it's going to be for somebody today. He avoided evil. Now, He avoided, he shunned, he stayed away from evil. Check this out. The only way to live right is to avoid evil at all costs. The moment you embrace or entertain evil in your life is the moment evil overcomes your life. If you have problems with the flesh, please know that the one person who turned you on last week will still have the capability of turning you on this week. Therefore, you need to avoid him or her because you will fall if you don't avoid it. Don't entertain negative conversations about other people, because before you know it, you will have gotten caught up with them in evil. You know what the biggest compliment a person can give to a Christian, and a lot of times we're insulted by it, but we should accept it as a compliment, is when, this is when people tell you, you act too deep. Oh, yeah, you too good to hang with us. I remember when you was always with us. Oh, what about this one? You too spiritual. You know why I have to be spiritual and deep? You know why I got to be deep? You know why I got to be spiritual? You know why I got to act like I'm really trying to do this right thing? It's because whenever I'm not, I allow the flesh to run rampant in my life. And I can't do certain things because it brings me back to what God delivered me from. Can't be around certain elements, because if I get back in that environment, it will remind me of where I was. And before you know it, the sinful nature will kick right back in. We got to learn how to avoid the very appearance of evil, and that's what Job did. These characteristics not only show God that he's first in your life, but it also shows everybody around you, and you will bear witness that you have a kingdom priority. If you say God is first in your life, then everybody, we should be able to see him first in your life. Before you stress out, and you should cast your cares on him first. Before you go off, you should pray for strength from him first. When you prioritize God, God prioritizes you. The reason God bragged on Job was because he knew that Job wouldn't put him down when he went through. He kept God first. Keeping God first qualifies you to experience sudden change. Here's the second principle. Only those who pass difficult tests are favored for sudden change. Only those who passed difficult tests are favored for sudden change. Job did all that. He lived right. He walked blameless. He feared God. He maintained integrity, and he avoided evil. Yet he still went through this serious adversity. He went through serious trials, and he went through some serious fires, man. Listen, if you're taking notes, write this down or put it in your heart real big. Living for God qualifies you for a bigger test. Living for God qualifies you for a bigger test. Living right does not exclude you from pain. It does not exclude you from disappointment. Living righteously does not exclude you from being hurt or dealing with anxiety or having issues. Living right actually puts you on hell's map. Here's what trips me out about Job's story. Job was all right until God started bragging on him. The moment God asked Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job?" was the very moment when the devil challenged God. Your test is not here to kill you. It's not here to destroy you. Your test is actually the determining factor as to whether or not you're ready for the next level. See, people like to throw that word, that phrase around, you know, to throw the next level, I'm going to the next dimension and all of these things, but you will never get there if you don't pass the test. I'm sorry, but if you have F's throughout the year, throughout the school year, you cannot be promoted to the next grade. God has a spiritual report card on each of us. Some folk are passing with flying colors. Others are barely making it. But the majority of us don't even pass any tests. When God wants to bless your life, he schedules a test to determine if you're ready for what he wants to do for you. Job lost everything. He was richer than everybody on his block. He was balling out of control. He was comfortable with his life the way it was. But here comes God bragging on Job. He loses everything. But I want you to remember something. And this is going to keep you from complaining every time you face a test. This may keep you from going AWOL when you're going through. This may help you in those times when you feel overwhelmed. Here it is. And we hear it all of the time. It's become cliche, but it's the truth anyway. The greater the test, the greater the reward. I know you're going through some tough times right now, but baby, the more intense the fire, the greater your blessing. The worse the pain, the greater the joy. God wants to bless you, but you have to learn to pass the test. You got to learn how to pass the test. Glory to God. Here's number three, and I'm closing with this principle. Recognize that one day of favor is worth a lifetime of labor. Recognize that one day of favor is worth a lifetime of labor. Job went through all of these trials and tests. He lost his kids one day. He immediately lost everything he owned. His wife turned her back on him, and he got sick. He almost lost his mind. But don't forget who was the one bragging on him. And this is very crucial because God had expectation of Job. God expected Job to endure to the end. That's why he knew he could brag, because God had expectation that Job wouldn't get weary in well-doing. God expected Job to finish the race. He expected Job to keep the faith. And God has the same expectation of you. He expects you not to quit. He expects you not to throw in the towel. He expects you to keep it moving. He expects you to keep forging ahead and keep pushing ahead and keep moving forward and creating new paths. But you have to recognize that one day of favor is enough to make up for all the pain and the suffering you've endured. Let me say it this way. My one miracle is worth all the hell I've been through. My one breakthrough is worth all of the barriers that have had my life in neutral, where I couldn't go forward. I'm on pause. I'm stuck. I keep dealing with the same stuff. In the end, after all my suffering, is going to be worth it. I wish I had somebody who understood this morning. I know you've cried. I know you felt inundated with issue after issue. I don't know, things seem to be going downhill faster than ever before, but let me tell you how God works. He works suddenly. See, after you go through everything that you've been through, when God says enough is enough, the devil, you got to watch out, because he'll take everything you messed up in my life and fix it suddenly. When God says okay is your time, then all of the other delays that you've experienced, they suddenly mean nothing. In the end, you're going to declare that it was worth it. Marriage jacked up right now, but when my spouse and I get it together, the peace will be worth all the years of war. Finances shot, but when I finally get my release, the abundance will be worth all the years of lack. Body rests with pain, but when I get my healing, the relief will be worth all the years of suffering. God is about to bless somebody on this phone line with sudden favor. I'm talking about favor from folk who just denied you. Favor from folk who told you all. Favor from people who can't stand you. You're going to have to turn around and bless me, because God has given me sudden favor. I need you to go this day, go the rest of this day expecting sudden favor to happen for you. Expect this month to be one of sudden favor. Boss told you you couldn't receive a raise, sudden favor. Doctor told you if you have a few months to live, sudden favor. Creditors say that they're coming to take everything back, sudden favor. God looked at Job's life. He looked at the tests that he had to endure. He looked at all of the problems that he experienced and all of the setbacks that he had to go through. But then he said, you know what? Enough is enough. It's time to bless my child. He went through it. He didn't complain all the way. Yeah, he had his moments. Don't get it twisted. But he didn't complain the whole way. And God said, okay, this is what I want you to do, Job. I want you to pray for your friends. And that, from that very moment on, God began to favor him and give him double for his trouble. Woo! I need somebody to understand that God is about to turn things around in your life, and people are going to look back, the same people who were talking about you and saying that you weren't going to be, well, I thought she said God was on her side. If God was blessing her, why is she going through all of this? Look at him, always paying his tithes, but barely got enough to pay his bills. Oh, I'm waiting for that one day when I could turn around and you have to look at my life and say, God is indeed blessing this boy. Whew, I can't wait until you have to acknowledge that God's hand is on my life, and God can do it. Suddenly, all of the no's that you've experienced, all of the no's, you're denying me. You're telling me I can't get it. You're denying me the loan. You're denying me the mortgage. You're denying me the lease. And God says, okay, it's time. And God will turn that thing around once. And then one yes makes up for all of the no's that you've experienced. I'm telling somebody on this line, I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm trying to get you to understand that sudden favor is coming upon your life. God is going to do it suddenly in Jesus' name. I pray that this word will bless your life. I'm turning it back over to Minister Kai. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Chuck, for that on-time and pinpoint word. We are going to go before the Father in prayer, and Pastor Chuck, I will call you back for the benediction. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for the man of God and that word he brought forth, Lord. We understand that we have to wait on you, and you will do it suddenly. So we thank you for the man of God. We ask that you continue to keep a hedge of protection around him, his family, and his ministry. Lord, we ask that you pour back the virtue which he poured out to us today. Lord, we thank you for the two women of God who founded this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father God, I ask a special prayer for Dr. PK's family as they are in a time of bereavement as they buried two family members recently, Lord. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you that you are continuing to love on that family, that you are giving them the peace that passes all understanding, that you are comforting, leading, and guiding them through this time of bereavement, Lord. Lord, we know that you are in control and that you know every need on this line. So, Lord, we ask you right now to continue to do the exceeding and abundantly more than we can ask or hope according to the power that works in us. So, Lord, we ask right now that you continue to keep your hands on Artists International, the Des De Leon family, and the Spiller family, O Heavenly Father, as they lead artists in this reloaded time, as we continue to go higher and higher, seeking to help those who desire to be helped, oh God. Lord, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to just continue to be with us, because we know and we understand that without you, without your love, without faith in you and your favor, that we cannot do all that we are called to do. So, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify you, and we lift you up. It is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, immediately following this call is the MMC call, and that number is 530-881-1300, access code 539-598-pound. If you want to listen to today's message again today, or if you feel like your family members need to hear it, text them, post it to your social media. They can do so by calling 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-POUND. We love you, TMC family, and we look forward to hearing you again tomorrow. Pastor Chuck, can you please come back and give us our benediction?
Yes, not I want to apologize in advance if I'm out of order on this, but I just have this word for Dr. DK, Pastor Vanessa, and everybody who works on this line. You all serve so faithfully. I know we have another call. You all are diligent in your assignments and doing this thing. God said you're going to be the first examples of this sudden favor. God is turning things around in your life, and this week, many of you are going to testify by Friday that God indeed has moved things in your life and switched things around. And I want to know that those testimonies came forth because I heard it as clear as day when I was praying and when I was preparing myself for this message on this morning. That this family, you're very diligent. You continue to do it. It doesn't matter how many people are on, how many people are not on. You are consistent with the spirit of excellence, and God said, I can trust you. You pass these tests. You keep going. You keep pushing, no matter who quits, no matter who turns their backs on you. And I'm here, hallelujah, I'm here to tell you that God's giving you sudden favor right now. And, God, we agree with that word, and we praise you for it. I ask that you will bless the rest of this day and allow it to be the very best day of our lives. And we give you the glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Be blessed.